They call this chart review location Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. That's D-E-E-R Brook. Date of visit is 4/21/24 at 18:09. Date of discharge 4/21/24 at 20:54. Doctor is Margarita, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A, Hemeke, H-A-M-M-E-K-E. The patient is a 72-year-old woman, M-G, who's originally from Florida. She's been out of her medication for diabetes for the past 7 days, period. In the paragraph, they have just been able to transfer her medications to the Walgreens here in town, but nevertheless, her blood sugar is over 400 and presents to the emergency room for evaluation. Patient has no nausea, no vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, no hyperosmolar state type symptoms. Vitals were very stable, not tachycardic, not tachypneic, no sign of DKA, period. Patient's current medications that she's out of includes Levemir, Jardiance, and Trulicity, period. Again, these medications are now available to be picked up at the local Walgreens here in Cleveland, Texas. In the emergency room, the paragraph, patient received regular insulin, 8 units, and another regular insulin, 4 units at 18:35 and at 19:49, respectively. Blood sugar at time of discharge was 273. Vitals were stable, period. During the emergency room evaluation, she also underwent, let's put it that way, she also underwent CBC, CMP, and a urinalysis during the visit. Urinalysis was okay, except for high blood sugar, high glucosuria. While glucose was 407 on the chemistry, no acidemia. White count was 6.5. Mutant and creatinine within normal limits. CO2 was 32. Chest X-ray on the X-ray of the ankle, which patient requested, showed no fracture but a sprained ankle. Patient was given any medication, but again, it was confirmed that the medications were ready to be picked up tonight at the local pharmacy, and that's where she was sent home at this time. Thank you, at the time of discharge. Thank you.